Welcome to the show, Damien.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And your new show, Utopia, now in 3D, is about a utopian dream for society. So I was wondering, what are some of the dreams for your society?
The show is talking about the idea of us not having an alternative to the existing system we have now of liberal democracy and capitalism, in the face of certain looming catastrophes like climate change and consumerism and sort of big overarching corporate interests and government and stuff like that, like the big problems, systemic problems facing our current system. Our activism as a generation is kind of impotent. It's like we're not actually demanding major change. We're demanding very minor changes to the existing system, which I think can't continue. But what the alternative is, there's one alternative that's existing right now. It's authoritarian capitalism, or capitalism without democracy, which is happening in China and Russia, Singapore and stuff like that, which is not a very optimistic future. So yeah, you know, the show's really funny.
And how do you go about sharing your views on the world without feeling like you're pushing an agenda?
Well, the show is it is all jokes that I run in pubs and clubs and stuff. So none of it, like, that was a massive academic explanation, but none of that is in the show. It's more hidden in the joke. So yeah, I definitely don't push agendas on the audience. It's really up to them to take away from it. But I talk about things like relationships and stuff that's relatable to do with the way we live these days, and some political issues that, you know, everyone can relate to. So, yeah, I think it's really not, I'm not really a comedian that pushes my agenda. It's like there if you want it sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it's the right way to go about it. And I've actually got a little audio file of yours from one of your shows, so I'll just give it a play now.
I had an audience member come up to me last week after a show, furious that I'd mentioned homosexuality. He reprimanded me. He said, "It's not natural." And I said, "Well, what's unnatural about it? Like, natural is whatever nature allows to happen. Like, nature doesn't allow us to travel faster than the speed of light. Like, if every time gay people had sex, they traveled faster than the speed of light, that would be unnatural." Is that the gay club? See ya. Imagine if that was the only way we could travel faster than the speed of light. Star Wars would be a different movie, wouldn't it?
So do you ever get worried when you are doing your performances that people won't necessarily respond to your jokes?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, that definitely happens for sure. I guess that's part of the job, I guess. I mean, I think that's definitely the fear for comedians, yeah. I think you just get more used to it, you know? Like, I've been going for over 10 years and I've failed so many times that, you know, it's like, I don't really care.
And you kind of get used to what people respond to as well.
Hmm.
And you have,
you definitely do.
You've travelled around the world with this tour. You've travelled to Montreal, Edinburgh, London, and now Sydney. So do you have to adapt your show at all based on where you are?
Yeah, I think you do. There are certain things that won't work overseas that are Australian-centric. I must admit, I try and, not make it too Australian-centric. I do that less and less these days, is it Australian-centric. But there is definitely a different vibe to every place you go. I actually did the show. I did like shows in Estonia, Eastern Europe, and that was really interesting because they don't really have any notion of political correctness. They're a very white nation surrounded by other white nations that have oppressed them. So they're not considered, they don't really see white privilege there. They're just like, "What do you mean?" Russia is the oppressor in our, which is a white nation, obviously, is the oppressor in our world. So, it's just like people were just saying, like, the N-word and making, like, jokes that would really make people, really make people shocked in Australia, but they didn't really have a concept of it. So I found that really interesting.
And I also believe that you're a writer and a podcaster, as well as travelling around the world with your show. So you do have a very busy schedule. So how do you fit this all in with your comedy as well?
Well, I guess most of my writing is really for stand-up. Like, I write all my own material and I write all my own shows and stuff. So that's most of my writing, although I do a little bit of stuff on TV as well. So, yeah, I guess my world really revolves around stand-up, and it is a lot of work, really. I mean, I sort of get up pretty much every night of the week, or, you know, like 4 or 5 times a week. And then you've got festivals like Edinburgh and Melbourne, where you're performing every night for a month, doing an hour of stand-up every night. So it is pretty laborious and, yeah, it can consume a lot of your time. You know, it sort of sometimes can come down to, do you want a career in TV and other sort of work, or do you want a career in stand-up? Because to be good at stand-up, it's just a massive time consumer, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and best of luck on Friday.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.